talking to me.
We trade in displacement, station to station. Change quick, we hate it. So play it out, sedate it. It's fake, but we made it. Stillborn and faded. Lane change, refrain it. Blame game maintained with a face full of baseless. Conceited arrangements, I'm floating. I'm frameless. Angels should crave this. I'ma use your body, but nothing is free.
You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best in Chinese and Korean music. It is May 20th, 2015, and we are live on this beautiful sunny afternoon for CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, broadcasting from the city of Vancouver, from the University of British Columbia campus on unceded Musqueam territory. First off, this week is when all the graduation ceremonies are taking place here at the University of British Columbia. So from all of us here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, congratulations to all the grads of 2015 and all the best in your future endeavors. And oddly enough, I was just congratulating myself because I will be graduating. Tomorrow, actually, is when my ceremony, but that's enough about school. No one wants to talk about school. It's technically the summer now, and it's just a good time to enjoy the weather outside and to enjoy, of course, some Asian music. First track I have for you today is by JYP girl group Miss A or Miss Asia. Before getting into the song itself, I think a bit of an explanation is needed for this particular track, or at least the background behind it. For many of these singing groups in South Korea, they are trained by these record labels from when they are very young, honing their singing, dancing. Sometimes there will be instructors employed by the label to teach them how to rap, but I'm pretty sure that a lot of these idols skip some, if not all, of the lessons from these rap instructors. And another thing that they are taught is foreign languages. So a lot of them learn English. If they're not native English speakers, they learn Japanese, they learn Mandarin Chinese, they learn languages as part of the curriculum that they go through when they're training with these labels. And as a result, there are many of these groups and individuals who perform in other languages, and most commonly in Japanese. A lot of these Korean idols, they go to Japan, release Japanese versions of their songs, release albums in Japan to kind of diversify themselves a little bit and to branch out into different markets. Miss A, however, does something a little different in that they perform in Mandarin Chinese. This song from them is the Chinese version of their song Touch. It's got a very synthy, very subtle sound, and it's actually quite the earworm. And the entire concept for the song works well, and visually, it's just absolutely stunning. So let's check it out now, Miss A, Touch.
Thank you.
who caught my eye. I know you never ever made me cry. You are so amazing. Only see the sun, not no more rainy. See, it's crazy how it changed me. I just want my heart, you got it, baby.
That was Miss A with Touch, the Chinese version of the song, one of their best releases. Miss A is known for having some of the best choreography amongst girl groups in Korea, and this song and the music video for it not only displayed that, but it's actually a song that deviates greatly from the more typical pop roots in Korea. But for whatever reason, the audiences in Korea passed over it and it went unnoticed, and songs like this later became a trend that everybody and their mothers jumped on after Sistar made it popular with Alone. But in keeping with this trend of playing something a little bit different, the next one is also something that deviates from the typical pop roots a little bit as well. The song is by FT Island, a Korean rock band, and this one is different. Here's the thing. On the show, I talk a lot about Asian music of all kinds, but I also talk a lot about hip-hop and R&B, not because those are two genres that I hold very dear, but also because both Chinese and Korean musicians have kind of started to put their own takes on it. What I don't talk about a lot is rock music. I do like rock music, but rock is not as prevalent in Chinese and Korean music as it is in, say, Japanese music, which I don't talk about all that often either, but I will be correcting that very soon, so soon that it might hit you a little bit sooner than you expect. But as I said, something a little different today, and the song from FT Island is called Pray, off their new album I Will. And Pray is a little bit different for the show, and it's really different from the typical fare of FT Island. They usually offer a softer sound, more ballady, soft rock type of feel. This song is, in fact, it actually contains elements of metal music, and it's actually a little more spiritual. I wouldn't go so far as to call it a Christian song, but the lyrics are crying out for God to help him. But I haven't heard anything about any of the members of this band being Christians themselves, but the lead singer, Lee Hong-ki, has spoken out about the song, and he said that it's just them doing the music that they want to do. They're not really thinking about too much. So it's not like a song that's meant to convert anyone. It's not a song that's them declaring love for their religion. I don't know if any of them actually are religious themselves. It's just a song that deviates from their usual stuff, and it's just something that they themselves just want to do. So let's check it out now. FT Island with Pray.
Don't
That was FT Island with Pray. Oddly enough, a lot of these Korean rock bands are actually more popular in Japan, mostly because rock music is very prevalent within Japanese music. And interesting fact, FT Island actually receives a lot of comparison with rock band CN Blue, which sometimes also results in argument between the fans of both groups. But another funny thing is that both FT Island and CN Blue are signed to the exact same record label, and the members of both those bands are actually friends with each other. So comparisons, they're completely asinine. Arguments over which one is better is completely asinine. But I don't know. It seems interesting. I find it actually extremely interesting that these rock bands aren't able to actually find, I guess, a really steady foothold in their own native countries, and FT Island actually does spend the majority of their time promoting in Japan. So maybe this is something that'll change in the future. Coming up next is a group from Korea that I have honestly neglected for far too long. They are a 5-member girl group from South Korea that shot to fame with the viral hit Bar Bar Bar. They are known for just being adorably dorky and cute and a cute group, not because of the concept of them as a group, but or their music being the typical egg-yolk-loaded, hammed-up, cutesy stuff that's associated with groups in Korea. But it's quite the opposite, because it's mostly because of their music videos. The group is called Crayon Pop, and like the one that they did for Bar Bar Bar, they had on track suits and helmets doing this dance that made the song go viral. The song from Crayon Pop today is called FM, off their latest mini album 2015. Without getting into too much detail, the whole thing is a reference to Power Rangers and Sailor Moon. The music video has them as Power Rangers fighting evil with their Ranger powers, and the lyrics describe them as having these special powers as well. There's even some reference to magic abilities. Needless to say, it's just all in good fun. So that's coming up next, Crayon Pop with FM.
Nan noe seri veri, ase til kulinema. On Thursday, May 21st, CITR is having its first annual Access Day. From noon to 6 p.m., we will be preempting shows to showcase content about accessibility, self-advocacy, social accessibility, adaptive programming, and lots more. CITR Access Day programming focuses on commitments to honoring an inclusive, healthy, and dynamic society in which each person, regardless of background, experience, or circumstance, is able to participate in and benefit from the community. Featuring guests from Rick Hansen Society, the Vancouver Adaptive Music Society, the UBC School of Community and Regional Planning, and many more. Join us online at CITR.ca or tune in to 101.9 FM anytime between noon to 6 p.m. Thursday the 21st.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
We are back on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard Crayon Pop with FM. That whole song and the music video, when I watched it, just made me nostalgic, thinking back to those Saturday mornings watching the Power Rangers series as a kid. So if you want to have some good fun and see something that's just dorky, cute, and kind of in a weird way, but the weird way that just makes you enjoy it all the more, then definitely check out more of Crayon Pop, especially Bar Bar Bar, the viral hit that shot them to superstardom. Up next, I have two Mandarin ballads. The first is by Chris Wu, or Wu Yifan, and the second one by Zhang Liyin. Chris's song is part of the OST, the official soundtrack to the movie he starred in called Somewhere Only We Know, and it's actually the theme song for the movie. The song itself is called There Is a Place, Yo Yiga Difang. It reflects the idea of somewhere only we know quite well. He sings about remembering a place where only he and his lover know about, a place that essentially is their escape. After all that was loved and lost, they have a place that is theirs, a place where they no longer need to roam. They found love in each other. So it's a very touching song, borderline sappy, but that kind of adds to the atmosphere, I guess you could say. The second song by Zhang Liyin is called Agape, which is a word used to describe a strong, eternal love, a love that will never die and always be there to watch over and guide whoever receives it. Those two songs are coming up next on Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
我不曾离开。
That was Chris with There Is a Place and Zhang Li in with Agape, both terrific singers. Here's something interesting, though. Before Chris left EXO, the band that he was in before, he and Lian were both signed by SM Entertainment in South Korea. There's always, you know, a soothing quality to Mandarin pop ballads like that I enjoy a lot. Though, of course, ballads are not for everyone, but if you like what you heard, then do check out more of them, especially Lian, so go show her some love. And next, it is that time of the week where we catch up on some of the latest news from the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. And the first story that I have, kind of not really, it's not really restricted to any one of the countries that we usually focus on here. But what it is I will say that it pertains to both the industries that are talked about on this show. It's that the record label, SM Entertainment, has decided to file a lawsuit against former EXO member Luhan and two Chinese companies that have asked them to endorse their products. Recently, SM Entertainment has released a new statement regarding Luhan continuing his activities while still technically under contract with them, including, in this statement, former member Chris. In the statement released, SM stated, as the agency of EXO members Luhan and Chris Wuifan, we have filed a lawsuit against Luhan and the two Chinese companies who have used Luhan as their product model. Our legal action was conducted through the Chinese court and adheres to contract infringement. It was officially accepted on May 18th through Beijing's People's Court. SM Entertainment has also added, the contracts between SM and Luhan, as well as Chris, are effective until the court makes their final verdict on the matter and needs to be kept. Any profitable action, including advertisement, modeling, and taking part in the filming of a movie, clearly goes against this contract, and we plan to have those involved take responsibility for their actions. Since their sudden departures from EXO in May and October 2014, respectively, Chris and Luhan have been extremely active in China, appearing in movies, commercials, and television programs. And very recently, Chris was in a commercial for Adidas endorsing one of their new sneakers. Just a matter of days ago, both parties in this ongoing conflict were forced by the Seoul Central Court to enter a compulsory mediation to settle any disagreements. However, I must comment on this matter that I am not going to pick a side. I am not a lawyer, so I'm not too familiar with anything like this. But in all honesty, this is not the first incident of SM Entertainment trying to strong-arm people that don't necessarily agree with them. It's actually a very well-known thing in South Korea and the music industry in South Korea that when JYJ split with SM Entertainment and the original group that they were part of, Dongbang Shinki, SM used all of their influence and all the power available to them to prevent JYJ from appearing on any Korean music programs and prevented them from performing on those shows and essentially limited them to performing overseas for the longest time. This is not the first time this has happened. SM, as I said, already has a reputation for doing stuff like this. So, but this time, this incident, it's a little bit different. They're trying to, I guess you could say that they're trying to strong arm these Chinese companies into letting go of Luhan and to letting SM Entertainment themselves, letting them have kind of the control over people that are still technically under contract with them. But what a lot of people don't seem to realize that these Chinese companies, no matter how small, are actually much bigger than SM Entertainment and are not beholden to SM in any sort of way. I really don't see this sort of thing ending well for SM Entertainment, but I will keep you updated on this matter with more as it develops, of course. Next up, from China, pop princess Jane Zhang Liangyin celebrates 10 years since she shot to superstardom through the all-female singing competition show Supergirl in 2005. It is on this show where she earned the nickname Dolphin Princess for her use of the whistle register and earned herself a lot of comparison to American singer Mariah Carey. However, 10 years later, Jane has matured into a singer that remains in the public's eye, even though critics said her girl-next-door image from the show would not lead to a bright future. She has lost weight, and she's learned to style herself in a way that kind of reflects who she is, and even opened up her own recording studio. From a 5-star hotel in Beijing, in a strapless blouse, Jane said with a laugh, "I am so starved right now. In order to fit into this outfit, I haven't eaten since yesterday, but it's been 10 years and I'm getting used to it." Known for her powerful vocals, she has won awards for Best Female Singer and Best Album over 40 times thanks to a slew of hit singers. of hit albums such as The One, Believe in Jane, and her 2014 effort The Seventh Sense. She got her start singing in pubs, which exposed her to many types of music, especially Western styles, and she performed her first North American show in 2007 in Pasadena, California, and appeared on Oprah Winfrey's show The World's Got Talent in 2009. Taiwanese songwriter and producer Jonathan Lee spoke about Jane and mentioned that she was a rare breed. He stated that of all the young stars who rose to fame via music shows, she is one of the few successes, and attributes this to her being able to brand her music and making it something that is entirely her. Looking back on the Supergirl contest, Jane says, "It began with a dream that exists inside all of us. I participated in the show because of my pure passion for singing, but after that, it became a whole different thing." In 2013, her career actually slowed a bit. She stopped working and began reflecting on all that's transpired to her in the past few years, asking herself questions like, "What kind of singer do I want to be, and why do I sing?" She says that for a long time, I worked very hard to prove myself, but when I asked myself those questions, I could not answer them. I felt I needed time to be alone and rethink not just my identity as a singer, but also my life. And for me, this search has... Everything has been settled, she has stated, "For me, the search has gone on for years. If you listen to my first album, you'll find that I put every musical element that I could think of on it. I was not sure which style was right for me, so I put them all together. But now I am completely aware of what kind of songs I should sing and want to sing. I won't do it blindly. I am having my best days right now." Jane will be launching a national tour titled Bang the World, kicking off in Shanghai on June 27th, and will be performing in 7 different cities in China. So this is one of those really good, uplifting stories. She's such a talented singer, and it's just good to see that she can keep this rolling. I'm a huge fan, and I know a lot of other people who are huge fans of her music. She just has such an amazing voice that she's the sort of person who it's hard to not find just one song that you like from her. So all the more success to her, and all the more power to her, and hopefully this entire train can keep rolling. That will actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. If you have any thoughts, please do send it to an email address that I will give you at the end of the show, but tune back in next week when we cover more news stories and maybe even have a discussion on some recent developments in the entertainment world in Asia. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Don't go anywhere.
Wednesday 20th and Thursday 21st, Timber Tambor with special guest Shu Shu at the Biltmore Cabaret. Don't miss these two opportunities to catch Timber Tambor as they tour in support of new album Hot Dreams. Tickets available at Ticketfly and Red Cat Records. This show is brought to you by MRG Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and the next song that I have lined up for you is from our Canadian Artist of the Week, Toronto-based R&B singer-songwriter, producer, and rapper Jordan Lorenzo with his song Perfect Dream. Just a slick R&B jam that we can just chill out, mellow out, and just kick back and just enjoy. So I'm going to play that for you. It's going to be in English, so no need to dive too deeply into the lyrics. And that is coming up next, Jordan Lorenzo with Perfect Dream.
Seems like yesterday was so long ago. Tell me why I'm missing that. When lying in your arms is so comfortable, and a part of me wants it back. I don't know how to feel. Was it fiction or fact? Was it fake? Was it real? Where'd you go?
Where'd you go?
Why'd you leave?
Why'd you leave?
Was it something I said? It's just hard to believe
that we went from this perfect dream.
Felt like everything was in place.
stuck in my head.
Got me thinking about the days and everything that you said.
Girl, I'm so lost without you, but I'm waiting on the day
that you come back to me. When you learn to see,
I was here all along. I need you back on my team, baby. You know I made you a promise that I'd never give up. I swear I'll never give up.
Now we went.
Jordan Lorenzo with Perfect Dream, showing some love to our fellow Canadians out there doing their thing. And this song is really quite touching. Idea of perfect dream, how they could have been the absolute perfect two, but they threw him, but the other party, they threw it away, they gave it all up, and they just never gave it a chance. If you like what you hear, definitely go and check out Jordan Lorenzo's SoundCloud and YouTube channel, and that will do it for our Canadian Artist of the Week. Showing some love to the indie talent out there is what we do here at CITR 101.9 FM. And in continuing with that, showing some love to the indie talent, the next song that I have is by an independent underground Korean rapper called Timee. Now, I've mentioned her a couple times in the past little while because I was keeping up with the Mnet reality competition show on Pretty Rap Star, which Timee was on. And a bit of background information about Timee is that before she was Timee, she actually debuted as an underground rapper under the name of Napper. And then after, when she signed with the record label, she was given the stage name of Evia. And that was a huge change for her because the record label kind of molded her into having this overbearing, kind of really hammed up cutie rapper type of person. That's what a lot of the music was. It was very suggestive, it was very sexually explicit as well. But afterwards, she had some disputes with her record label, mostly involving improper and unfair profit distribution, and she parted ways with the record label, and it was definitely not a very amicable parting of ways. The CEO of the record label ended up insulting her character and just launching into this tirade against her, and even threw a lit cigarette at her, to which she responded with well-expected indignation towards the CEO, and the CEO then proceeded to throw other objects at her. So she returned to the underground scene, reinventing herself as Timee, and earlier in 2015, she participated on Unpretty Rap Star. This song that I have from her today is called Superflower, which was one of the songs that she released when she signed with Outsiders label, who is another Korean rapper. And this song called Superflower features the vocals of Park Soo-min. And the idea behind the song is that she's kind of addressing herself as being a flower. How even though you may pluck her up, she will grow back again. No matter where you place it, she will find a way to flourish. Kind of the idea of reinventing herself, or just that she will bloom again, essentially. So it's addressing some of her struggles in her past, and it's also talking about how she will rise above all that and continue doing what she loves. No one's going to stop her. She will, once again, like I said, she will bloom again. So let's check it out now. Timee, Superflower, featuring Park Soo-min.
Now 난 많이 어렵고 아직도 어린 것 같아 세상을 아는 것처럼 어른인 척한다 한 번 넘어지고 뒤돌아 고민했다가 두 번 넘어지고 쓰러져 눈물을 닦아 마른 콘크리트 사이로 핀 꽃 하나가 쓰러진 눈앞에 들어와 문득 깨달아 난 내가 아는 것보다 대단하고 커다란 가능성을 가진 사람이란 그 사실을 말야 그때부터 일어나 뛰었지 머리는 아직 거칠어질 여긴 여전히 거칠었지 그 짐까지 다 짊어지네 날 모르는 것들은 섣부른 손가락질에 비난과 욕들은 자신감으로 내받아칠게 이 바람 칠 때 가슴에는 깊게 내 성공과 행복이라는 목표를 새긴 채 사랑하는 가족과 친구들 그리고 나의 팬 모두 꽉 잡은 채로 더 위로 뛰기로 결심했거든 난 두렵지 않아 이 바람에도 다시 일어나 Everybody say 나나나나나나 귀에다 선서 불가능까지 가능하게 만들어 볼 테니까 감히 가늠하거나 가늠 보고 나의 땀을 얕보지 마 Yes I'm a superpower 말로 다 표현할 수 없는 파워 노력하는 바보 잘 봐도 마저 이게 나다워 끝까지 달려 만약 또 쓰러진다면 정답은 다시 일어나는 것 다른 답은 다 틀려 난 두렵지 않아 이 바람에도 다시 일어나 Everybody say 나나나나나나 거라고 모든 사람이 쓰러진 내 옆을 떠나도 이것만 기억해 넌 지금처럼 이겨낼 거란 거 아마도 넘어질 거야 그때마다 포기하고도 싶어질 거라고 모든 사람이 쓰러진 네 옆을 떠나도 이것만 기억해 넌 지금처럼 이겨낼 수 있단 거 I am a flower you know Yes I'm super flower
That was Timey with Superflower, just a rather inspirational song for all of us listening. And honestly, like when I saw her on the reality show on Pretty Rap Star, deep down I know that it's, you know, that I really know that it's since it's reality television show, there really is no claim to legitimacy there. And it's not really about the music itself, it's about the drama, but I still can't help feeling this sense of injustice that she was actually eliminated from that show. And truthfully, let's just leave it at that, though. And she's got some really solid music. I actually listened to some of her songs when she was known as Napper. As you know, not really feeling the stuff that she did as Evia, but regardless, definitely go and check her out. Show her some love. Korean underground hip-hop, really where it's at. It's actually really cool seeing how they got this really booming and vibrant scene that is so different from the scene that we have here in North America. They've already completed kind of created this own sound that is uniquely Korean hip-hop, that's similar and inspired by the American sound, but not quite a copy of it. So check out more of Tyme, T-Y-M-E-E, for those who aren't too sure how to spell it. Moving on, though, I have a song by Wang Lihong, and it features two very special guests on the song. And before I get into that, I want to mention something. Here on Asian Wave 101, we play and we listen to the Chinese songs, the Korean songs, the occasional Japanese and Cantonese song thrown into the mix. And I distinctly, and back in a few months ago when Michelle was still co-hosting the show, she and I both mentioned how we liked seeing the kind of the cross-cultural collaborations between these Chinese artists and these Korean artists that was sparked by my mention of Singaporean Mandarin pop artist JJ Lin collaborating with CM Blue's Cheng Yonghua. And as I said back then, this has happened a few times in the past, and this song by Wang Lihong is one of those instances. This song is called "Wanmei de Hudong," or "The Perfect Interaction," and it features Rain, very famous Korean star, and Im Jung Hee, or Jay Lim, one of the most famous Korean female singers in history. And this song just is exactly what we were talking about. Bilingual lyrics, a little bit of English thrown into the mix as well. Got a really urban sound to it. This is from 2006, Wang Lihong's album Heroes of Earth, where he began experimenting with fusing these traditional Chinese sounds with Western hip-hop and R&B. So let's check it out now. The Perfect Imitation by Wang Lihong, featuring Rain and Jay Lim.
You've all been waiting for. Ow. In the red corner, come on, Miss Lim Jong Hee. Oh. And in the blue corner, come on, Mr. Rain. And I'm your MC for tonight. Come on, Hua Li Hong. Let's go. 我想快速的解冻热情全部都成功这一个月再别用快跟我一块起哄要感受疾风雷兽管他英雄不英雄水土不服言语不同也要完美的互动这一次见面让我的规矩千万别安静你没兴趣我不相信我听不见你却能感受你的压抑
Don't be a VIP left out. all so much. Take a moment for some shout outs. This joint was brought to you by Homeboy Productions. The Hitman, Bang, Hitman, JYP, Tony BMG, Rain, Lim Jong Hee.
That was Wan Lee Hong featuring Jay Lim and Rain with The Perfect Imitation. Once again, I would like to reiterate my desire to see more collaborations like this, cross-cultural, bilingual lyrics, all differences gone in the face of music, united together under the banner of just bringing good musical content to the fans everywhere. That will actually do it for the show, actually, but I have one more song to play before we leave today, and it's in... just keeping with this theme of doing something different today, it's a Japanese song by an actual J-pop group. And the group is called the Santaime, my Japanese is really bad. The Santaime J-Soul Brothers from Exile Tribe. Or it translates essentially to the third generation J-Soul Brothers from Exile Tribe. And they were formed by the leader of Japanese boy band Exile, Hiro. And together they're under the wider umbrella of the supergroup Exile Tribe, which composes of all the performers under Hiro's talent agency, LDH Incorporated. And the song that I have from them today is called JSB Dream, which is the B-side to their single Storm Riders, which features Slash, the Slash. Yes, that's how impressive this group actually is. And a very interesting thing about this song, when I first heard it, I was actually really surprised because it is definitely not the typical heavy synth, really bubblegummy pop Japanese music that a lot of people are accustomed to. It's actually very, very hip-hop in sound, a lot of influence from more, I guess you could say, the more harder style of R&B, and they really do it right. There's no unnecessary raps inserted there. It's just them having a good time, no deeper meaning to it. They're not trying to prove anything. They're just celebrating, and they're just having a good time. And this song, JSB Dream, was actually used in a music video. And the music video was actually more or less just a promotion for a clothing company that they're starting. But we're going to check that out. And of course, if you have any requests for me at all, send it to me at asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news and want to get a discussion going, I want to hear from you. Don't hesitate to send it to me, asianwave101@gmail.com. Coming up next is our weekly arts report with Jake. He's got a couple guests coming in here. And that will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Steve. This has been your weekly dose of Asian Wave 101. Until next time, everyone, take care, and JSB Dream by the J-Soul Brothers, third generation from Exile Tribe, to play us out. Peace, guys. JSB Dream.
Join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Good evening. It is Wednesday, May 20th, 2015, and you